So I'm here now with Nisarga Dobosz, the co-founder and director of the Integral Body Institute here in Poland. And Nisarga specializes in myofascial energy release, deep tissue work. He's a teacher of Lomi Lomi Nui massage and biodynamic breath. So thanks for joining us today, Nisarga. It's a real pleasure to have you talk to us for a little bit here today.
Thank you, Ben, for invitation, and hello, everyone. I'm happy to be part of this podcast.
Thank you. First of all, can you just give us a little introduction into your own history and your kind of healing journey and the inspiration to kind of start walking this path?
My journey started around 98, where I was a student at the university in Warsaw, and I was studying engineering. But at the time, I felt a lot of tension and stress in my body, and I was looking for ways how I can be more fluid, more flexible. And also, there was a part of me that was truly disconnected from my emotions. And I was living very, I would call it, stiff and unhappy life. And at that time, I was looking for ways how I can bring more fluidity in my life. I found at first yoga, then I was on some journey into psychotherapy, and I discovered massage, Lomi Lomi Nui massage. In 99, I was receiving a lot of massages, and that was the beginning of my journey to understanding how body is a gauge to our soul, how we can address the body tension and release the tension from the body, access our feelings and emotions, and connect with our soul, with our purpose, with our mission in life. So after graduating university, I started working in a corporation. That was my kind of dream, work. But very quickly, I realized it's not something that gives me fulfillment. And after 5-6 years of corporate work, I quit that in 2008. And that was a time where I fully put myself into deeper healing of my own, and learning, starting traveling around Asia, States and Europe, taking different courses, trainings into body work, breath work, and slowly coming out to live my full potential and to embrace my my divinity. And and that journey took me over until today's day, and it's a never-ending story. So I'm on the journey, and I feel that the journey to our self-discovery is never-ending, because we're discovering layers and layers and layers of deeper access to our bliss and our being.
Wow, that's quite a change from doing kind of the work you were doing at university, huh? That's big change.
Yeah, being an engineer and working 12 hours in the office, to being a body worker, breath worker, and teaching what I do now, it's a huge shift. When I think of it, 10 years before and now, I feel like I lived a few lifetimes in this last 10 years, a lot of shifts and changes.
And so now, being co-founder and director here at the Integral Body Institute, tell us a little bit about that, and what was the motivation for the founding?
There were a few aspects of why I have founded the Institute. At the beginning, after travels, I returned to Poland, where I came from, when I was born, and I start sharing with people small workshops. People are coming to learn body work or massage, and it starts growing somehow organically. I feel because the passion that I was putting in, and it was somehow new in Poland at the time, so it started growing, and my students were asking me, can you teach us more advanced work? And then I thought, okay, instead of me creating something new, I would invite my teachers that I would still want to learn from. And so that was there was an idea to create an institute where I can start bringing those amazing teachers I was meeting on the way in my journey around India and offer it to already people who studied with me. And so the idea, the major idea was about serving, giving people something that they that can transform their life, like it transformed my life, and being in service, offering, giving, and also part of it was me wanting to learn more from those amazing teachers. And. And slowly from one teacher, it grew to three big trainings. And nowadays we have about 500-600 students each year coming from all over the world. We have students from America, China, Japan, all over Europe, and just name the country. So I'm really happy that it's really growing, expanding, and helping so many people become more aligned with their soul purpose.
And it just goes to show how much of a desire there is for that, that organic growth has just taken place, you know, in such a straightforward way.
Yes, it's really it's something really incredible, and I'm very, very proud of it, and I'm humble in the same time, because it's just it's magical.
And so tell us a little bit about the range of programs you run here at the Institute, and why do you feel that this combination is beneficial for people to learn and experience?
So at the moment we have three major trainings, and first one is myofascial energetic release. It's simply a method coming from Rolfing and rebalancing, working with kind of body work in relation to energetical release and emotional release. A second training is biodynamic breath and trauma release, using breathing, movement, touch, sound, and meditation as a way of healing. A very deep work with addressing a very early trauma from our life. And then third training that we just launched, and it's happening right now here in Poland, it's a life force dynamic qigong. And so what is common, I feel, in all our approach is bringing body, mind, spirit, addressing emotions, and meditative aspect of our being. All this training, I feel, had that mindful approach where people really resonate in today's world, and they seek for it as a way of healing. So body and mindfulness, I think this is a common thread for all our trainings in essence.
And from your perspective, why do you think there's such an increased demand in people not only wanting to learn these skills, these arts, but also the public demand to receive them as well?
I think that mostly comes from today's world. If we look into how the world exists nowadays, because of social media, because of the internet and all the world that is really fast moving, everything is like changing so rapidly that people seek for ways to receive something that brings them back from this rush, from this hurrying, and often they don't have a chance to look inside what's happening for me, something that gives them break to slow down, take a break, and check inside. Who am I? What is my purpose here? What I'm living for, and what is the deeper meaning of what I'm doing? And I think this increasing demand of what we are offering meet that longing for people to really feel the emotions, feel the sensation, and open up for self-love. You know, I think there is big conditioning in society that we project love on others, and that brings a lot of hurt and disappointment, and and rejection in people, and that coming back to the body, coming back to the body as a temple, and opening for self-love, and cultivating that self-love and giving that space to others is something that I think attracts people a lot in our institute.
Do you think as well that the nature of modern living, because it's so focused on the outside, is dissociating us a lot from our own internal environment, and therefore we can't work in harmony with that?
Yes, that's another big aspect of it, that there's so many external inputs in our life that we lose that connection with simply being and sensing and you know, just meditating, like what we do now in Qigong training, that we just simply stay in the posture and we're listening to this energy flowing through our body, and we're listening to our breath, to our feelings, emotions, sensations. So we are changing direction from that external stimuli into what's happening inside of us, that internal stimuli which gives so much fulfillment and presence. And that is the essence of our work.
So what do you think the most common issues you see with people coming to the trainings? And do you think there's a difference in what the students come with in comparison to what the public who they work on are also coming with?
I think it reflects who is showing up in our trainings. In generally, it reflects to what's happening in society, and I think the common issue that I would think people come is pain. Mm-hmm. People come with you know, physical pains, very often the back pain or neck pains, but often with being disconnected emotionally, that emotional pain that comes from maybe separation in their you know, relationship, or some traumatic event happening in their life, and they're not sure how to address that and how to cope with it. So I think many people comes with that with the pains and aches, and trying to find a way to heal themselves in a more holistic ways, because often what is offered by you know, the common healthcare maybe doesn't resonate fully with what they would like to, how they would like to heal themselves, and so they look for holistic ways, more aligned with their health.
And it's interesting that with this kind of dissociative pathology that we have, that the body has to make a louder noise so that we feel something, but the thing we feel is not comfortable.
Yes, that often that pain that comes, or injuries that we face, in a way it's a wake-up call, and very often that wake-up call is the final call that people feel like, okay, now I have to do something with it. And the body is wise. The body always find a way to come back to this health equilibrium, and gives us signals. So it's important to listen it in the early stage, when the aches are still, you know, moderate, instead of waiting until really we are in very, you know, difficult situation. So yeah, listening is a big part of who we are.
So what is it about the approach that's offered here at the Institute that you feel makes it more accessible and desirable than a conventional medical approach?
You see, I feel that a conventional medical approach has amazing technology, and it's really needed in our society, because it can you know, diagnose the symptoms and measure things. But very often is misinterpreting the core of the illness, and I think that the core medical approach is not really trained well to find out the symptoms, and go holistically into healing the symptoms, because for many different reasons, but I think that one of the reasons is that sometimes the journey takes a little bit longer and people still feel like, I want to take a pill and be healed today, right now, and doesn't want to take that responsibility that if I lived in unhealthy conditioned environment for 30 years, maybe I need to spend another few years to unwind that condition and slowly come out and learn and teach the body to live in different ways. And that is our understanding, that that holistic unwinding sometimes take time, that we start understanding our body, our feelings, express them, and that is the major difference, that we are unlearning these unhealthy patterns and replacing them with healthy patterns, with patience, self-love, and presence. And that sometimes takes a while and a commitment. People who come to our training, we are emphasizing that part of their healing is taking responsibility. We give them tools, we give them our vision and our approaches, but they have to take that responsibility that no, pill will not solve your problem. There is nothing that will externally influence you if you will not put your energy, if you will not put your, if you don't do your work in the healing. That's a big part of the healing, that we need to take that responsibility and do our work.
And do you feel that once people have learned this approach to listening to and caring for themselves, that they can then take that back into essentially the modern world and integrate that with the lives that they have?
I think so. I feel that a big part of our work is to ignite the passion in people, that they not only learn those skills, but they really take them and they practice them, because this practice makes a change. So the Qigong practice we are learning in the last few days, our aim is that people really get so passionate about it that they will take them and practice on a daily basis, so their bodies start changing, their mind, their emotions start changing. So, and I see we've been already working with people for 5 years now, and we have students coming back to different trainings or doing ongoingly trainings for 2-3 years, and I see huge changes in their life. And this is only because they do practice what we offer, they trust what we offer, and they see huge transformation, not only in their body, but their families change, they energetically, you know, their environment changes, they affect. In the butterfly effect, they affect many, many people on the way, because they, what they emanate is love, is presence, is energy, and that affects people around them, and people are happy about it.
That's a beautiful gift to be sharing with people out there, that's for sure. So how do you feel that people could better serve their health and prevent more of these issues from being created? What would be your kind of key tip for people to help themselves just from listening to our conversation today?
Well, I think the major thing is find the practice you're resonating with and keep the practice going. Keep your daily meditation and really check in your life what are unhealthy patterns that you can change. And those simple things in life, like changing diet, changing simple, you know, reducing your sugar, drinking more water, having more healthy food, you know, being more in nature and finding more resource within other people that can inspire you and bringing that in your life, I think can change dramatically life of each one of us. And I often see it in a way that really acknowledge the small changes and be grateful for the small changes. Don't seek for huge, you know, booms and that huge transformation. They might happen too, but that small changes over the time, they really are what transforms.
Easy suggestions to follow there. So for the year ahead here at the Integral Body Institute, what's coming up that's really exciting you? What do you want people to hear about from here?
You know, I'm always looking for changing visions. Hence, we are introducing now the Qigong training for the first time. We just finishing the first foundation module. So by next year, this will be the first round that we will be completing. And the vision is to really bring more understanding and more exposure for a mainstream public of what we're doing. Because I would like what we're doing here to grow, expand, maybe creating, like a network of institute around Europe. Because I you know, there's one school that is based now in Poland, and I just created another one in Estonia, which will be a kind of similar cluster for Scandinavia. And I feel the big vision is to spread it around Europe, around the world, and have those kind of healing centers that work with those principles around the world.
From sharing the Qigong here with you for the last few days, I can see that that's a beautiful and realizable vision, and I look forward to seeing that over the next 10 years or so develop and grow. So thank you very much, Nisarga, for taking some time with me here today, and we look forward to a bright and happy future. And we'll have links for the Integral Body Institute in the description for the podcast. So if you want to check out any more of Nisarga's work here, then you can just link through there. Thank you very much, Nisarga.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Send you peace, love, and beautiful day.